Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we are taking a knowledge shortcut straight into the future of biomedical computation. If you work anywhere near genomics or personalized medicine, you know the grind, the massive data files, the processing queues, and the simple truth that your computational speed is often the biggest bottleneck to getting any real clinical insight.
It really is.
We're talking specifically about analyzing gene signatures from, say, a single patient or even a single cell. The tools we have now are just, they're often too slow, too recourse hungry.
And they can grind these huge, important studies to a halt.
Exactly. So our mission today is to unpack a solution that promises to, well, to dismantle that roadblock. We're diving into PLADIG.
Pathway level average intensity detection.
That's the one. And we're drawing our insights from two places. The November 2025 abstract in the journal Bioinformatics, and also the technical docs on GitHub.
And this is a crucial mission, because without speed, you know, personalized medicine is just the theory. The whole goal here is to generate what we call gene signatures.
Right. And for you listening, these signatures, they're not just like a list of genes, are they?
No, not at all. Think of them as high-level insights into how related genes or proteins are working together. It's like summarizing the molecular personality of a single cell or a patient.
And if you could define that personality quickly,
then you can spot unique profiles. And that's essential for everything from patient stratification to, you know, developing targeted drugs.
But the scale of the data is the core problem, right?
Yeah. I mean,
we've got single cell profiles with millions of cells now. Biobanks.
Exactly. And the source material is really blunt about this. It says this explosion of data has exposed significant computational inefficiencies in the older methods.
So they just can't keep up.
They can't. They demand, and this is a direct quote, excessive runtime and memory resources. The paper just calls them impractical.
Okay, so a clear, urgent need for a faster tool. Let's unpack this. How does PLAL solve this? I mean, let's start with the basics. What exactly is PLAL?
So as you said, the acronym is PLA, which stands for Pathway Level Average Intensity Detection.
Okay.
And it's described as an ultra-fast and memory-optimized single-sample gene set enrichment algorithm.
Let's pause on that term single-sample. That seems critical.
Yeah.
Why is that specific optimization so important?
It's everything. Because personalized medicine is fundamentally about the individual, not the group average.
Right.
Older methods, they often needed big cohorts to, you know, rank genes and make comparisons. But if you're looking at a tumor from patient X right now, you need an algorithm that's built for that one sample.
For that one cell.
That one cell. PLA is designed for exactly that kind of granular, personalized analysis.
And it's ultra-fast performance. That's not just clever coding. It's a fundamental decision about the data, isn't it?
That's right. This is really the core idea of the paper. The massive computational edge comes from using what's called sparse matrix computation.
Okay, for those of us not coding in bioinformatics every day, you're going to have to give us an analogy.
Yeah.
Why does switching to a sparse matrix make things suddenly 100 times faster?
Okay, so think about your input data, especially from single-cell genomics. You measure, say, 20,000 genes in one cell.
Mm-hmm.
The vast majority of those measurements, maybe 90, 99%, are going to be zero. The genes are just off.
Okay.
Now, traditional methods, using what's called a dense matrix, they have to store and process every single one of those 20,000 slots, even if it's a zero.
Wow.
It's like filing a massive tax return where 99% of the lines are blank, but you still have to read and check every single blank line.
That sounds incredibly wasteful.
It is. A sparse matrix, on the other hand, is built to ignore the zeros. It only remembers the location and the value of the things that aren't zero.
So it just skips 95% of the work.
Exactly. It skips 95% of the data storage and the computation. And that's the why behind the speed. It just cuts down memory and processing time like you wouldn't believe.
That makes so much sense. That link between sparse data and sparse matrices, that's the aha moment.
It really is.
But the calculation itself is also simpler. The documentation says PLA-A computes the score as just the average intensity of the genes in the set.
That's right. That's the scoring mechanism.
But older methods, like SGSEA, they use really complex ranking methods. If you simplify the score to just an average, aren't you worried about losing some molecular nuance? How can they claim it's still highly accurate?
That's the critical question, right? The one a peer reviewer would ask. And you'd think that simplicity would mean a loss of detail.
Yeah.
But the authors figured out that for many pathways, the goal isn't the super nuanced statistical ranking. It's just detecting the signal. Is the set of genes as a whole basically on or off in this sample.
So the average is good enough to tell you that?
It turns out it is. The source material shows a really high correlation between Pleiades scores and the scores from those more complex methods. The big insight was that for many biological questions, all that complex ranking was just computationally expensive overhead.
So efficient computation meets a biologically sufficient mechanism, and the result is a scoring matrix that works on, well, everything. Single cell, bulk, proteomics.
That flexibility is key.
Okay, let's talk numbers, because this is where it gets really interesting. The performance claims sound almost made up. How much faster are we actually talking?
And this matters so much to researchers. Time is money, it's resources. Historically, with hundreds of thousands of cells, you'd submit a job and wait days, maybe a week.
And if it failed, you start over.
You start over. The metrics from the sources show that Pleiades can typically be more than 100 times faster.
100 times?
Yes. We're not talking about a 10% bump. We're talking about a three-day job becoming maybe 45 minutes.
And what about the memory? Because runtime is one thing, but memory allocation is where cloud costs can just explode.
That's the other huge win from the sparse matrix approach. It requires 10 times less memory.
Wow.
Which means you can run these huge analyses on a standard lab computer or a much cheaper cloud instance. You don't need a massive server anymore.
I love that the authors seem to know how wild these claims sound. There's this line in the GitHub docs, a warning to the user. It says, "Pleiades is fast. Ludicrously fast. Please fasten your seatbelts before usage."
That's the kind of confidence you have when you've really solved a problem.
It really is.
But, you know, it's not just the speed. What really helps people adopt it is this unique integration feature.
Explain that. What do you mean by integration?
Well, when you introduce a new scoring method, researchers are, you know, they're naturally skeptical. They want to compare new results to their old data, which might have used a trusted tool.
Makes sense.
So Pleiades solves this. It actually integrates and simulates the most widely used scoring algorithms out there.
And we're talking about the big ones.
The titans of the field. We're talking SSGSEA, GSVA, OUCell, SingScore. I mean, these are methods that people have built entire pipelines around for years.
So wait, you can tell Pleiades to run, but to produce a result that looks like it came from SGSEA.
Exactly. You can say, score this data for me, but generate results consistent with SSGSEA.
Yeah.
Just do it 100 times faster. It becomes this universal replacement.
That's massive for cross-validation. It just removes the argument that you have to choose between speed and consistency.
You get both. It's a bridge.
So now that we know what it is and how ridiculously fast it is, let's get practical. For someone listening who might want to use this, where and how is Pleiades used?
It's designed to fit right into the existing bioinformatics world. It's implemented in the R language.
Which is the workhorse for this kind of research.
Global workhorse, yes. And because it's an R, it just slots into existing workflows. It's available on Bioconductor, which is the main platform for these kinds of tools. You just install it with a simple command.
So it's not some obscure piece of software you have to fight with. It's already where the community lives.
Precisely. And it's super flexible with data. It works with regular matrices, sparse matrices, of course, and it automatically handles the standard Bioconductor data structures people use every day.
Like summarize experiment and single cell experiment.
Exactly those. And BioSet. So it doesn't matter if your data is from a huge bulk proteomic study or a small single cell experiment, Pleiades can handle the format without a lot of extra work.
Does it do anything beyond just the scoring?
It does. The documentation mentions it has built-in differential enrichment testing.
Ah, so it helps you take the next step.
Right. It doesn't just give you the score. It helps you figure out if that score is significantly different between, say, a cancer sample and a healthy one. It's like a little starter kit for analysis.
That's fantastic for usability. So is this just an academic paper, or is this being stress tested in the real world?
It's absolutely being used commercially, which is a huge proof point. The docs confirm that Pleiades is the main scoring algorithm in a platform called Omics Playground.
And Omics Playground is from Big Omics Analytics, right?
That's right. And what that means for you listening is that this tool is handling heavy, live commercial traffic. It's being relied on by companies with enormous data sets. That proves its speed and stability aren't just theoretical.
That's probably the strongest endorsement it could get. It's not just theory. It's the engine in a commercial product.
Exactly.
Okay. Let's bring this deep dive to a synthesis. For the listener, we need to distill the core advancement here. What does Pleiades really represent?
The core takeaway is pretty simple. Play directly attacks the biggest computational bottleneck we have in personalized medicine.
Right.
It achieves these massive speed and memory gains, that 100x faster number, by cleverly using sparse matrix computation. It tailors the solution to the fact that most genomics data is, well, empty.
And it does all that while still being accurate and, crucially, integrating the old standards.
Which makes it a frictionless, high-performance replacement for the tools everyone is already using.
So what does this shift in what's possible actually mean for biomedical research? You're saying this tool moves the goalposts.
It completely moves the goalposts. I mean, when you take a task that took days and a giant server and you shrink it down to minutes or hours on a laptop, you change the scientific culture.
How so?
Researchers are no longer afraid to run a huge job. You're not worried it'll fail after 3 days. You can just iterate.
Yeah.
You enable real-time hypothesis testing.
Exactly. So it doesn't just make old research faster. It actually unlocks entirely new types of questions we can ask.
And that leads us to our final provocative thought for you to think about.
If the walls of time and memory have been torn down, if you're 100 times faster with 10 times less memory, what kind of research, what was once considered too massive or just too slow, is now suddenly possible?
Right. Are we talking about near real-time analysis of entire population biobanks?
Mm-hmm.
Can researchers now score every single cell from millions of people in, you know, a week?
Or maybe integrating every public cancer data set in the world all at once?
The answer to that question is probably going to define the next wave of discoveries in medicine. The computational hurdle is gone. The intellectual opportunity is now wide open.
A fascinating prospect.
It really is.
Thank you for joining us for this deep dive into the ultra-fast world of Cliade. We hope you feel thoroughly informed and maybe a little inspired by what happens when a really elegant computational idea meets messy biological data.